played their four quarters. Now, it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchek.
Yes, it is time for the fifth quarter, sponsored by Evergreen Power. You can count on them. Highway 41 and N, Little Chute. Special guest in studio, Gannett Media's Eric Baranchek. Well, Eric, Super Bowl dreams have been dashed.
Oh,
forever.
Yeah, they're not making it. That's at least what the internet is saying.
This team won't even win the division.
Holy cow.
After losing 13-10 in Cleveland yesterday. Tough loss.
Right, but the season isn't down the drain. My goodness. Oh, my God. I mean, Jesus, 14 more games.
It's very true.
It's true.
Very true.
So there's a couple of takeaways, right? You know, when you look at it, when you're watching it live, right, there's the emotions and there's all the craziness. You take a step back and look at it again, and really what it amounts to is there's the Myles Garrett effect. You know, with Micah Parsons, everybody talked about, at least specifically me, the Micah Parsons effect, right? The high tide rises all the boats. Well, the same thing happens in Cleveland. They got the Myles Garrett effect going on there. And watching that game early on, you saw the effect that he made, not just to his I'm not talking about his personal play on the field. I'm talking about the way the Packers spent so much attention on him and trying to make sure they in the passing game that they had two guys on him. And then you have a couple of injuries, right? So you not a bunch of starters, and that O-line did not handle any of the defensive line stunts at all. I mean, it was ruthless how bad they were. And so a lot of it goes to that they were shifting all of their protection to Myles Garrett. The other guys were kind of left on a little bit on the island, and that's who really beat them. It wasn't Myles Garrett that beat them. It was the fact that their other three defensive linemen and that linebacker, they were able to take it to them. And if they would have just played a little bit less careful or a little bit less fearful of Myles Garrett, that they could have got something done. But the ball had to come out quick. The run blocking was terrible. And that all boils down to what we saw yesterday is a bad loss and was a bad loss. So there's a lot of things that they can do to get back, you know, to looking a little bit closer. But it really is going to amount to the quarterback play, number one. Number two, their offensive line has got to play better. And number three, they can't play scared like they did yesterday.
Talk about the offensive line with the injuries there. I know there were questions about Zach Tom and his health. He's out there, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's on the bench. And he looked really emotional sitting on the bench after the start of that game.
I think that's going to be an injury that's going to last longer than what everybody thinks.
It's, yeah.
And, you know, when you're a starter and a good player, and you want to be out there, and you work all week to get out there, and you go a couple plays, and you got to sit down, that's troublesome.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of pressure in Jordan Love's face all game long, and just couldn't get that rhythm on offense going.
Oh, man. And it boils down to it was out of sync. I mean, I know you don't draft a first-round wide receiver to block in the run game, but in this offense and the way they run the ball, they expect you to do it. And, you know, there are times where they're going to have to figure something out there because he is not willing to go in and block, and that's just part of the deal. And then the other thing is I thought they played scared. They looked like they wanted the ball out in a hurry. They weren't going to let them get sacked. And, you know, this is what you get. You know, you can't move the ball on the ground efficiently all the time. So you got to be able to wing it in the passing game, and it never materialized. I mean, they were stacking seven. They were, listen, no, hats off to the Browns defense. They were stacking seven guys, eight guys, sometimes nine in the box. They were focused on stopping the run game and putting a game on Jordan Love's shoulders, and it just didn't pan out.
It's the fifth quarter with our special guest, Eric Baranchek. And as you mentioned, stacking that box, taking Josh Jacobs out of the game, you then have to kind of shift to be like, all right, they're taking the run away. We need to start stretching the field, make them pull their defense back a little bit. open up something maybe for the ground game, but as you said, they just didn't have time.
No.
They couldn't stretch
the
field.
And they didn't want to. You know, the one play to Matthews down the right sideline there, coming out of the goal line.
Yeah, to Golden. Yeah,
yeah. That was very, very good. But that was a quicker play. I mean, nothing could develop downfield because A, they weren't trying to, and B, the protection just wasn't there yesterday. It just was awful.
Now you could put a lot of the loss on Rob Sussman and his love of the Cleveland Browns.
Look. The Browns are
getting
good.
Getting together with his Browns backers at a local pub not far from Lambeau Field.
Look,
and cheering hard against the green and gold.
All I got to say is this. The Browns are good for one completely inexplicable win a year, and this year just happened to come in week three.
Now, I know that Coach LaFleur said after the game, we went into the game with the right mindset. We weren't looking at this as an easy win. But we were talking last week,
Yeah. Oh,
this is going to be a win for the Packers.
I figured it would be. Honestly, right? I did.
And it's because of the Browns' offense. I mean,
what offense?
Exactly.
They don't have an offense.
And compare it with the Packers' defense. Okay, there's going to be opportunities there. But no one was really talking about that Browns' defense.
Well, and if you look at the game, even though the Packers did have some struggles on offense, ultimately they did find some kind of offense. I mean, the Browns ultimately didn't get anything done until they were in a very short yardage situation, extremely late in the last 4 minutes. And then they had a absolute freak turnaround when they blocked that kick. So, I mean, like, those are the two things that really mattered, you know, down the stretch. But the Packers, in terms of offense, managed to generate some, while the Browns generated nothing.
Yeah, not at all, really.
Except
when they absolutely
had to. When they had to, yeah. when they had their work cut out for them thanks to that interception. I mean, that was really it. So I think that in terms of, you know, if you're a Packers fan, I think your takeaway here is, yeah, they got to shore things up on offense. Yeah, you know, just like Eric said, they can't play scared. But other than that, I certainly wouldn't be freaking out yet, especially this early in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, the offensive line will come together. You know, sometimes it takes a bit, but the timing was off on a lot of the run plays. And, you know, it's going to take a little bit. But, again, you got to remember, you know, nobody, especially anybody in this room, I think was overly scared about the Browns' defense except for the Packers. So, you know, there's a little bit to be said about that. But when you're on the road, you're playing against an opponent that you feel might even outmatch you up front, you got to kind of take some more chances, and you got to be able to feel good about it and take them. And you know what? They didn't take them. They were so concerned about getting sacked that they got sacked. You know, so sometimes you freak yourself out, and instead of just going out and doing your thing, you do something different, and when you do things different like that, it blows up on you in some occasions. So they're going to need to just regroup. But more importantly, you know, they got to get that line healthy, and they got to get some more time together before they're going to be back to where they were week one and week two. I mean, week one and week two, the protection was really good. They had time to throw it downfield. But just yesterday, they put all of their attention towards Myles Garrett, and then they're running twists with the tackles on the inside, and the Packers center guards could not. Jenkins may have had his worst game as a pro that I've seen. I mean, there was one play in the fourth quarter where he ended up on his center ended up 2 yards deep on his back. I mean, that doesn't happen. So they were out of sync with the way that their blocking was working, and certainly any type of defensive stunt whatsoever had those guys perplexed. And that was surprising coming from Jenkins, who has been such a sturdy performer through the season, the last 3-4 years. I mean, he's been very, very good. But the way that they handled the stunts from the inside tackles twisting was, I mean, it looked like it was the first time out at practice, you know, and Ryan didn't help himself either. And they just chased rather than sit back and block, and that ultimately is what got him.
It's the fifth quarter with our special guest, Eric Baranchek from Gannett Media. And yet, with less than a half a minute to go, you are set up for what looks like is going to be a game-winning field goal.
Right.
And then the block happens. And it can't happen in that situation. It just can't.
No, it can't. I mean, a miss would have been awful, but a block and then set them up. And then they got to go. I mean, a 55-yarder is no chip shot.
No.
I mean, that's not an easy kick. And the guy hits it, you know. Good for them.
But, man, Shelby Harris with the push on Jordan Morgan, he gets deep enough, gets up, blocks that kick. Man, are you worried about special teams overall early in the season? Any red flags for you there?
Certainly seems to be, how do we say this, haven't been special, I guess. Right? But the reality is that I think some of those things kind of play out over the season. And am I concerned? I don't think so. Nobody's breaking a bunch of touchdowns or punt returns on kickoffs. So, I mean, I don't – not at this point. I'm not overly concerned about that. They'll pull that together.
Okay.
Well, do you think anything is happening in terms of, I guess, the way that special teams is being called around the league? Because when there was that blocked kick yesterday – within about 2 minutes of that blocked kick, there were two more across the league. Do you think special teams coordinators are figuring something out on the kick here?
I don't
or
think
is it
so.
Like you said, this all kind of balances itself
or
out.
Or a Freaky Friday kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
It was just bad juju. There was something bad out there in the universe yesterday for kickers.
A witching hour.
Yeah, not pretty.
Something that, like that.
But how about that guy from the Eagles, though?
Yeah, that D lineman with the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's the fastest man's ever run in his entire life.
336-pound defensive lineman. Looks like he ran a 4.2.
He was hauling.
His teammates couldn't keep up with him as they're running behind him.
It was every bit
it's
of his
like
energy.
That stroke of adrenaline that you get, like if a car falls on you and some mom picks up the car.
That's
so
exactly
what
happened.
That's exactly what
happened. That's precisely
right
what happened.
Micah Parsons said after the loss yesterday, quote, "Sometimes, just like today, you bleep the bed. That's just really the reality of it. It happens to the best teams. Even the best Super Bowl champs make mistakes, and they pay for it early." That just kind of sum up the Cleveland experience yesterday.
Yeah, you know,
like sometimes you're not yourself.
So how you deal with success is sometimes more important than how you deal with failure. And as a football team, and let's face it, it's still a young team, right? So dealing with early success may have played a little bit of a part, but more importantly, there's also such things as a good loss. And this might be a good loss. And in almost every season, good teams have a loss. And it looks ugly and everybody feels like the wheels are falling off, but, you know, kind of brings your focus back. This is where we got to be. This is, you know, and it's not just the players, but the coaches as well. You know, it's never as good as you think it is, but it's also never as bad as you think it is. And so there's a few tweaks going back to what you want to do and what your identity is going to be on offense and just keep plugging. And hopefully this is one of those things for the Packers where it's a good loss and you wake up.
With the offense, did you see it felt the loss of Jaden Reed out there?
I don't think so.
You think he would have made a ton of difference?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, Wicks is good. I think he's going to be that guy that's going to fill that spot. And he might even be the one that floats up to the top. Golden had a couple. His speed was evident on a couple of pass plays, especially the longer one coming out of the end zone there. That was, I mean, because that was a bang bang play, and I mean he came off the line of scrimmage like a rocket.
Just blows past the guy.
Just super fast, and so he's going to have to continue to develop, but. Where they miss Jaden Reed, sadly enough, is in the run game. You know, the Packers run to the perimeter so much, they are asking their wide receivers to block a safety. And, you know, Golden does show us that he has zero interest in that.
Yeah, maybe not his thing at this point.
Right,
yeah.
And it isn't about – we're not asking him to go be a road grader, but just get in the way. You know, and you know, then you have another missed block from a tight end, and now the play goes nowhere, and it's, Josh Jacobs, terrible. I don't see it at that at all. I mean, it's just they're out of sync a little bit, and they're going to have to refocus on the run game, on their blocking, and making sure that they get their fits up.
All right. So Super Bowl dreams are not dashed.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
There we go.
Just want to make sure.